So we're all thinking about Pesach, Haba Lina L'Taiva. And one of the avodas on the night of Pesach is Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And Gemara tells us that one of the criteria for the inyan of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is to be Maschil Begnus U'Mesayim B'Shvach. Maschil Begnus means to begin by speaking about the challenges that we faced in Mitzrayim, the very low place which we found ourselves even before coming to Mitzrayim. That it used to be that our forefathers were sinners, that they committed Avodah Zarah. Avram comes from Terach. This is part of the process leading up to the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So why is this important? Why have to we begin in such low places to retell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim? Furthermore, if Yetzias Mitzrayim, if Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is just a history lesson, so we're missing a lot of points. It's hard to imagine that we have a mitzvah every year to recall the accounts historically of what took place. We don't even begin by explaining when in history it took place. I don't know off the top of my head when Yetzias Mitzrayim was, what year it was. If it was something historical nature, that would l'chaira have to be in there. On top of that, we have a mitzvah twice a day to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we have to ask ourselves and try to understand that there's something going on here about the whole inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is important on a daily level. And that's what we need to ask ourselves. What is that message of Yetzias Mitzrayim that Hashem wants us to know twice a day? So the Baal Shem Tov, I should say the Arizal, tells us that if a Jew, it's really the Zohar HaKadosh, if a Jew is successfully able to make sure that he does not have any chametz in his possession for the entire duration of Pesach, he won't have a gzeiras misa on him for that year. And it's a shaila what that means. Does it mean for the coming year, or does it mean up to Rosh Hashanah? Whatever it is, there's a special dispensation of ptur that a person has, that if he's able to refrain from possessing any chametz during Pesach, then he is free from a gzeiras misa for that year. So what's going on? What's the nature of this special ptur that a Jew has in refraining from chametz? And it sounds like a very chashav eskula. So this would really give a lot of credence and support to the craziness of all the chumras which takes place in our homes before Pesach. But let's try to explain this on a deeper way. The Nesivos Shalom in Parshas Bo provides for us a very important yesod. An important yesod regarding the whole inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim. He quotes the Baal Shem Tov, which says, Ki seitzel melchama aleivecha. This could be in Parshas Shoftim. Ki seitzel melchama aleivecha v'ra'isa sus varechev am rav mimcha. When the Jewish people go out to battle against their enemies and they see a horse and chariot which is greater than them, loy sira mehem, do not be afraid. Ki Hashem alakecha imach, because Hashem, your God, is with you. And the pasuk concludes, Hama'alcha me'eretz Mitzrayim, he who takes you out of Mitzrayim. So he explains from the Baal Shem Tov that the reason why the pasuk concludes Ki Hashem alakecha imach hamalcha me'eretz Mitzrayim is because the pasuk here is describing to us what Yetzias Mitzrayim is all about. When the Jewish people were in Mitzrayim, the nation of Mitzrayim was much greater than them. On top of that, we were going up against a very big spiritual force which we created. Chazal tell us that Bnei Yisrael found themselves in the 49th level of Tumah. That it was a feat which was insurpassable, insurmountable, to overcome the 49th level of Tumah. Yet, therefore, the Yesod of Yetzias Mitzrayim is exactly that. When you open your eyes, you look up and you see that there is a sus varechev, that there is an enemy, which is Am Rav Mimcha, which is greater than you. And the Orachem HaKadosh explains, Am Rav Mimcha means from you, that you created this. You created this Mitzrayim. You are in this mess because of your actions. Nevertheless, Vaisira mehem, do not be afraid, because there is a precedent for this. Ki Hashem alokecha imach, Hashem is with you. Hamalcha me'eretz Mitzrayim, who took you out of Mitzrayim. And he goes on to explain that what the Torah is telling us here is that Yetzias Mitzrayim is a reminder and a lesson for the Jewish people that whenever we find ourselves in situations which are greater than us, bigger than me, Yetzias Mitzrayim tells us that the same Ribbono Shel Olam who took us out of Mitzrayim under the similar circumstances is the same Ribbono Shel Olam who is with me in my life right now. And this is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu signs his name. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. He's Poyel Yeshuos. When we come to Matan Torah, and Hashem Yisbarach has to sign his name, he says, Anei Hashem Alekecha, who am I? Asher Hu Tzeisichem Eretz Yitzayim, that I took you out of Mitzrayim. When we are expected every single day to repeat and to say that Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Ani Hashem Elokechem Hasher Tzeisichem Eretz Yitzayim Yisachem Elokim, it's to remind us that Hashem Yisbarach is with me in the same way He was with my ancestors thousands of years ago. That if today I'm going to encounter circumstances in my life which are bigger than me, I have nothing to fear because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me. We don't need to be taught and reminded history lessons. We need to know that Hashem Yisbarach is with me, and that brings such a simcha knowing that in the moments where I think or I feel that I can't overcome this by myself, that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. This is the lesson of Maschal B'Gnosa Messiah B'Shvach. What we need to know on the night of the Seder is to go into the details and to remind ourselves what the Zeicher Yetzias Mitzrayim is going to be every day of the year. In case one is wondering, listen, was there ever a Jew, was there ever a nation, was there such a deep pit like this that I find myself in my life? The answer is yes. Maschal B'Gnosa, your forefathers worshipped Avodah Zarah. It was impossible, al pi teva, for them to leave Mitzrayim. They were in the 49th level of Tumah. And it was in that moment of despair that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, here I am. When there's an Am Rav Mimcha, when there is something greater than me, greater than us, Hashem Yisbarach is called Hamalcha Meretz Mitzrayim, that He takes us out of Mitzrayim. Whatever the Mitzrayim is in my life, Hashem Yisbarach takes me out of there. This is the inyan as well of what it means, no chametz on Pesach. No chametz on Pesach, if I can assure that, that's going to give me a life this year. There's a story with the Baal Shem Tov who explains this. The Baal Shem Tov explains that once when he was alive in his lifetime, there was a Jew who was careful with the most dikdukim to make sure that he would have no chametz in his possession throughout that Pesach. Every hishtal that's possible, he did. Yet on the night of Pesach itself, he found a mashahu of chametz. And he was very scared. How could this possibly be? And the Talmid Baal Shem Tov themselves were confused. And they approached the Baal Shem Tov and they said to him, what's going on? How could this have happened? So he answered him, he may have done every hishtal that's possible. But the reason why this happened to him is because the most important hishtadlis, which he forgot to do, was to be mispalel to the Ribbono Shel Olam that he should have the siyata d'shmaya, that he shouldn't have chametz in his possession. The ultimate hishtadlis, which we can do, is to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us and He takes us out of Mitzrayim. If we do all the hishtadlis in the world and we bank on that and we count on that, that that's the hishtadlis which is going to save us, then essentially the whole thing is flawed. Because everything which we do is not really a hishtadlis. It's our emunah and our bitachon, which is the real hishtadlis. Everything else is just a concealment of that. This is the lesson of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim means counting on the Ribbono Shel Olam in the greatest of tzaras, that no matter what I do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really the one who accomplishes and does everything. I actually know of a similar situation of a person who did everything possible to make sure that he would be healthy. He was a person who exercised every single day. He never overate, and he ate all the right foods, everything organic, perfect diet, perfect life. And later on in his years, he developed that, you know, and everybody was wondering, and he wondered to himself when he was so tzabrachin, how could this possibly be? So we don't know the answers, but if a person is relying on his ishtadlus alone, inherently it is flawed. Because the Jew needs to know that everything which he's doing is not the real siba. The real siba is the emuna and the bitachon and the yirashamayim which we have. Like the Gemara says, if a person creates a type of a beer, of a recipe, so, and if it's missing that which is the makayim, which preserves it, the preservatives, then it's going to spoil. And Chazal say, this is the mead of Yerushalayim. If a person has a lot of minas and he's working very hard, but he doesn't have Yerushalayim, then everything's going to spoil. That's the lesson of matzah and chametz and the night of Pesach. After all the hishtalis which we do, it's not just that there needs to be Yerushalayim. If there's no preservatives, if there's no Yerushalayim, then the whole thing spoils. And this is the lesson of Yetzias Mitzrayim. A Jew should know every single day, we have to repeat it twice a day, that it's in the moments where a person feels like his ishtalis is weak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu steps up and he says, it's me all along, it's me anyways. So it's going to be those people that in the times of Tzara, that they feel like that the world is crumbling around them, that they fall into despair, into atzvus. But those are the people who felt that until now they were relying on their own Maisei Yadayim. The people who feel that everything is emunah anyways, and everything is just a concealment, when the levushim come off, when the garments are removed, then it just becomes more revealed emunah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is he's revealing himself more. But it's not that things are changing from hishtadlus to emunah. Everything is emunah. Just that when times get tough, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if a Jew says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now it's going to be more revealed that it was you all along. So it's in these trials and tribulations and circumstances where a Jew can find more simcha, knowing that whatever hishtadlus he had to do before, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking away those hishtadluses, he's able to be more besimcha, knowing that Hashem is saying, I'm going to reveal myself more, that it was me all along. So with Pesach approaching, it's a time for us to be machazik our emunah, and to take the lesson of Yetzias Mitzrayim to heart, especially in these times which are right around Pesach, to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, that if a Jew is feeling in his life, and I'm Rav Mimcha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being machazik, and he's saying to him in our personal lives, and for Klai Yisrael as a whole, I am the Hamalcha Meretz Mitzrayim. My name is HaKadosh Baruch Hu who takes Yidden out of Mitzrayim. And whatever tzaras a Jew may feel like, whatever Mitzrayim we may be experiencing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there with us, and halavai we should be zeicha that he should reveal himself, not just in our personal lives, but for the whole world to see. Anecha Hashem Elokecha, Hamalcha Meretz Mitzrayim, with the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu, b'mehera v'meinu, amen.